Welcome to The Upper Hand, where Chuck and Chris talk hand surgery.
We are two hand surgeons at Washington University in St. Louis, here to talk about all aspects of hand surgery, from technical to personal.
Thank you for subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
And be sure to leave a review. That helps us get the word out.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, Chuck. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you today?
I am at the Orthopedic Center in Chesterfield, our place that's about 15 minutes west of our downtown campus.
Yeah, not your normal location.
Yeah, I checked the weather today. It's a little chilly in St. Louis. So then I checked where I was supposed to be today, and it is a wonderful 79 degrees and sunny in San Antonio, Texas. Now, why would we not be in San Antonio right now?
Well, we would love to be in San Antonio, but a small global pandemic got in our way.
So we're here to talk about, we're going to have a quick discussion about how we're approaching the ASSH annual meeting. This is our live from the annual meeting episode.
Absolutely. And we're both there in spirit and in virtuality.
Indeed.
I just listened to Dr. Boyer's presidential address and found it to be outstanding. And it was a lot of pivoting, and it was about the pivot, which was mind-boggling. Did you tune in already, or are you going to tune in later?
I already listened to it. I thought it was great. I mean, it encompassed everything that, that represents Marty. It was a focus on education and the incredible body of work that he's done, not only this year, but in the years building up to this, and also family. So I found it to be everything that that Marty is supposed to be. So I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, I thought of the meeting directors as well. You know, a few years back, I had the pleasure of organizing the meeting with Warren Hammert, and so much effort is put forth on the front end, and usually by the spring you're done, as Marty referenced during his presidential address. And this year, the program directors just had to keep going as well as the SSH staff. So crazy effort by everybody to make this happen.
I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way, but I feel like there was a lot more work for everybody going into this meeting as opposed to, I don't know how you are typically with talks and presentations, but I admit that I'm a bit of a procrastinator. And in the week leading up to the meeting, there is a lot of last minute slide preparation and sometimes even at the meeting itself. But the good thing about doing it that way is that things feel really fresh. But right now I'm having to present from slides that I made a month or 6 weeks ago, which feels very different.
It is very different, for sure. So what's your overall strategy? Have you pre-listened to content? Are you trying to jam content in amongst live sessions during this next 3 or 4 days? Or what's your overall strategy?
I think I'm going to try to tune into some of the on-demand content, the pre-recorded stuff tonight and during some of the gaps tomorrow. I mean, the live content on the Friday part of it, I think, looks great. There's only maybe an hour or two where I thought maybe I'd look at some of the on-demand content. But that raises a better question. I mean, how did you arrange your schedule? Have you cleared things clinically? Are you still active right now and going to do things in the evening? I mean, it's very different doing this meeting from home.
It is very different. I have a few cases that were not elective, so I got to get them done. Not quite sure what would have happened had I been in San Antonio, but I'm glad I'm here to take care of those cases. And I have meetings, as unfortunately I always do, but I've managed to pretty well clear my schedule. And certainly for the mandatory stuff, I've done just that. I have a couple live sessions to run, and I'm running both of them. So actually the pressure on me is actually a little less. I'm trying to capture as much live content as I can. It's a little trickier with the recorded content, to be honest with you, just managing life's demands. I think, this is the first time I've felt some of the challenges of when a meeting is in your own backyard, where it sounds great, but when the meeting actually starts happening and you're pulled to the patient care and the meeting, it's really tough.
Yeah, and I think one of the special things about a conference is usually the ability to escape your normal life and being able to immerse yourself in meeting and seeing people in the hallways, seeing people before and after talks, catching up, and just, really being present in the moment for the conference. And I think that's going to be one of the challenges that a lot of people are going to have with doing this virtual format, hopefully the last year of it.
Yeah, it is a real challenge, and it will be interesting to see what people do, or, you know, will decide to do, what they're able to do, honestly, because I think we're still all feeling financial pressures to be busy. We're still playing catch up from the spring. And so it, in some ways, this lack of travel is probably good for our practices. And hopefully people can find the time to tune in to the meeting. And certainly the recorded stuff, which will be the whole meeting eventually, will be available, which is fantastic. So do this for me. Why don't you highlight the three courses or events, and I picked three randomly, that you are participating in that feel most impactful to you. And I'm guessing they're all nerve.
You know, I think that I've enjoyed so far. I had the pleasure of moderating a pre-course along with Jonathan Isaacs and Jason Coe this morning on nerve transfers. And it was really fun because for the portions of the program that I was responsible for, I really pulled in a lot of international people that I've either visited or even gotten acquainted with over social media. And that has been really fun to hear their perspectives. And like you said, you know, I was moderating and maybe showing a case or two of mine. So less demand on me intellectually, but really enjoyable to hear their perspectives. And I'll be honest, it's going to be very hard for me to top giving the Richard Smith lecture on Wednesday night. Page Fox. That was really, really fun at the Resident Fellows meeting. What are you looking forward to, or what have you already enjoyed so far?
I'm looking forward to, I did some pre-recorded stuff. I was kind of smiling as you were talking. One of the things that is always funny to me is how certain people in our world become like, I don't know, celebrities that we know on a first name basis. So I did a recorded pre-course, which was fantastic, with PC, and that's PC Ho from Hong Kong, who is an arthroscopy master, and Paco, and that's Paco Del Pinal from Spain, who is also an arthroscopy master. And I was fortunate enough to be thrown in with those guys, and we really put together a wonderful course. So that was super fun, and that's, you know, available recorded. I'm doing another ICL on a sports focus, and then some congenital things, you know, which I always do. But then I think the coolest thing I'm involved with is running a symposium on Saturday morning about registries. And we have a great lineup of experts in and out of the hand world. And it's a live symposium. It's 45 minutes. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I'm super excited because I don't know what I'm going to learn, and I know I will learn from that session. So that to me is something a little different, but with a lot of potential.
Well, I am actually going on to my annual meeting agenda right now and adding that registry symposium, because now I'm not going to miss it for anything.
Well, I know you're interested, right? That's something that you are, I think, involved in already, but maybe planning to maximize in the future?
Yes, indeed. And I think that some of the other things I'm looking forward to, I think that Ryan Calfee and Don Laporte, who are the program chairs, have done a really nice job at putting together content for the live part that is broadly applicable. So, you know, for example, something as simple as why we do certain procedures and are they still appropriate? And just hearing some of the more seasoned members of our hand society talk about that. One thing that I thought was really interesting as we prepared for this annual meeting was recording the virtual content. I had to go check one of the ICLs that I was participating in. They successfully edited out my daughter coming in the middle of the ICL recording for my talk. I'm sure there is going to be a fantastic blooper reel at some point that'll be released.
It's funny because I am constantly trying to edit out your children from our podcast.
Now you have some people that can commiserate with you.
Maybe they can teach me.
So is there anything you're going to miss about having an in-person meeting?
Oh, God, yes. I'm trying to think of the typical highlights for me. I have to say the two highlights are social. Two of the highlights are social, and that is Friday night. So I love our Washington University reunion of past fellows and past residents. And I remember when I was younger and had more hair, it was a small group And we could fit in a small room. And now, I mean, I think last year there were probably 60 plus people. I mean, it is really fun and it really feels good to be part of our group. And then we do a cocktail hour, as you know, and then I usually pivot and go to my fellowship dinner, and I always get there late. That's a Stern dinner for Cincinnati fellows. And that's fantastic as well. Those are two of the non-educational highlights. What about you?
The highlight is for me, I think, on the social part of it, doing a similar shuffle and usually starting at the WashU reception and then going to the hospital for special surgery reception afterwards. And there are a few of us in this Gelberman Weiland Club, as I've dubbed it, who will go to dinner after that. So it's been fun doing that the last few years. So Kurt Henn and Samir Trahan, Dan Ose, and I think we'll probably rope in Dureti Fufa at one point to come and do that dinner with us. So missing that, because that's always led to a lot of catching up and camaraderie. You know, one thing that I think was another highlight of the meeting thus far was seeing a picture of you with a full head of hair that your friend Mary Beth Izaki showed during the tribute to Adrian Flatt. So those of you that photo might find its way onto social at some point. So maybe we'll be able to share that with everybody who tunes in for the podcast.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that was a really special moment for me. And that was when, if I recall correctly, it was back in 2002, when I was spending some time with Mary Beth, learning some congenital from her. And she asked if I wanted to go out to lunch with Adrian Flatt. And I'm like, what? Of course I want to go to lunch with Adrian Flatt. And so, you know, as it was amazing. And he was a great storyteller. And that was something really special. You hit on something interesting, which is the connection between residencies and fellowships and the HSS WashU connection. And there's certainly a WashU Cincinnati connection that feels real. And this, I wonder about all those connections. And there are interesting patterns that develop over time. I don't know that they always make sense, but, people become comfortable in certain directions. And that has become a real part of the ASSH annual meeting for me.
Yeah, I think the social aspect and the networking, and honestly, just seeing people, it's something that's going to be very difficult to capture this year. And hopefully it's something we can regain next year in San Francisco.
Yes, that is true. My wife and I have been talking about the social connection and how we fill the void and Zoom does not do it. And, the human connection, it's different. We all of us have different needs. And I think this does fill a little bit of a void, but my gosh, it does not fully fill the void. And, we got to look forward to next year.
I think one thing that is worth mentioning that I was kind of bummed about was that this was supposed to be a joint meeting with the American Society for Hand Therapy. And I thought there were going to be some really nice sessions that would have been applicable to both the practices of surgeons and therapists. So we were able to incorporate one of our nerve surgery therapists into the panel this morning. And I thought that was great. But hopefully one of the coming meetings will provide more opportunities. Because I know that there are a lot of therapists that listen to the podcast. We certainly value the sharing of experiences because I could not do what you do with our patients and the amount of time, effort, and expertise that they pour in.
Yeah, I think that's been we see a lot of things the same way, and that certainly is one of them, the collaboration and the teamwork, as Dr. Boyer alluded to in his presidential address, it's one of the great things about our field. And I don't know that every part of medicine has the team dynamics that we do, but, I feel great to have our surgeon team and our therapist team, just really incredibly important.
Well, I guess it's time to go catch the presidential guest lecture. One of our former colleagues, Rick Wright, from now Vanderbilt University, is going to be giving that talk. So I look forward to hearing that. So enjoy your annual meeting, Chuck.
All right. It's good to see you as always. Oh, before we go, I want to say one thing. Our podcast is sponsored, although it's not a monetary sponsorship. Let's be clear.
Not yet.
We have a mutual promotional agreement with QXMD. We mentioned this previously. QXMD builds mobile solutions that drive evidence-based medicine and clinical practice. Chris and I have found value in their Read app, and I've used it this morning, actually. It provides easy access to research personalized for you, and also the Calculate app, which is really a helpful tool, especially for students and residents. So look for them on qxmd.com/apps, and hey, you may find something that helps you be more efficient. And nothing makes me happier.
Well, you know, perfectly on hashtag International Coffee Day, what was pulled up on QXMD for me was coffee, caffeine, and health. Apparently, there's a New England Journal article on this. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. I will immediately read.
I do think, and I know this is important to you, we want to reach out to our listeners and provide a chance to hold one of those coffee mugs in your own hands. So more to come.
Oh, don't tease them anymore, Chuck. Don't. I think they're all, you know, excited to hear how to do it, but we finally got to tell them how.
Next time, I swear, next time. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, Chris, that was fun. Let's do it again real soon.
Sounds good. Well, be sure to check us out on Twitter at Hand Podcast. Hey, Chuck, what's your Twitter handle?
Mine is at Congenital Hand. What about you?
Mine is at Chris DMD, spelled D-Y. And if you'd like to email us, you can reach us at handpodcast@gmail.com.
And remember, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
And be sure to leave a review. That helps us get the word out.
Special thanks to Peter Martin for the amazing music. And remember, keep the upper hand. Come back next time.